WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz organist Babyface Ouellette came to New York around 1960 when he was in his late 20s, made a few records for a couple of labels, and then vanished from the scene. Ouellette was all but forgotten until he was rediscovered recently by dance club DJs in England. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new Ouellette reissue.
The jazz organ genre is usually perceived as low-class stuff. Organ groups are commonly heard in black neighborhood bars and ignored by the critics, black and white. Even so, their music is spiritually resonant, given the organ's associations with church music in general and black churches in particular. The connection is direct in the case of organist Babyface Ouellette. His father was a minister, his mother a missionary, and Ouellette worked as a pianist backing gospel choirs before two church organists inspired him to switch instruments. Like any jazz organist, he played a lot of blues and pop songs. But the title track of his newly reissued 1961 album, Stop and Listen, is obviously influenced by the call and response structure of gospel music. Jazz rhythm is heavily informed by dance rhythms, and organ players are especially aware of this. The traditional jazz organ group has no bass player. The organist plays bass with his or her left foot, on pedals arranged in two rows like white and black piano keys. The right foot controls the instrument's volume. An organist who really gets around on the bass pedals, like Babyface Ouellette, literally dances in place. That rhythmic impulse naturally spreads to Ouellette's hands and to the other members of his trio. That bouncing group rhythm is what makes Babyface Ouellette worth remembering. His accomplices are drummer Ben Dixon and the classic organ group guitarist, Grant Green. A lot of jazz folks regard hip-hop music as the enemy, mostly because it's rhythmically monotonous. But soul jazz records like Ouellette's are being reissued now because club DJs and turntable scratchers have rediscovered this music. Stop and Listen is among a number of sample-friendly old Blue Note albums, now being reissued on LP as well as CD. Whatever you think of rappers and their fellow travelers, at least they listen to the right stuff. And sometimes they remind us jazz people what we've been missing.
Kevin Whitehead writes for Coda, CD Review, Pulse, and The Village Voice. He reviewed Stop and Listen on the Blue Note label.